I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the last few years, things have gotten increasingly difficult for Christians living in Turkey, and it's a situation that calls for you to stand behind them in prayer. Plus, we've got some stories about how God is moving across Russia from the Far East to bigger cities. So today, we're celebrating God's plan in the Great Commission. Let's get started. Since the failed coup in 2016, believers in Turkey have faced a spike in persecution. President Erdogan is using religious nationalism to unite Turkey under Islam, meaning to be a Turk is to be a Muslim. But this type of nationalism prompted Christianity to be socially associated with treason. And as a result, extreme pressures and attacks have risen against believers. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern shares about the most recent attack.
On Sunday, the 4th of February, it was reported that a homemade pipe bomb was placed in the garden of Santa Maria Catholic Church in Trabzon. And the alarm was raised and the object was found partially burned and it hadn't exploded. It failed to explode, clearly. And it's noted that the incident coincided with the anniversary of the murder of Father Andrea Santoro of Santa Maria Church.
Windsor says pressures are interwoven and coming from both government and society.
Government influence on press is significant. The press, especially at a local level, seem to be very quick to point fingers at Christians in the community, to incite hatred against Christians in the community. And we're seeing this have an impact at a societal level.
So let's be praying for the boldness of believers in Turkey. Next, during the Christmas season, Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock saw firsthand the fire Far East Russian churches have for ministry. While there, he witnessed an attention-grabbing Emmanuel's Child Outreach specifically geared for local kids.
I was amazed as an 11 to 12-year-old boy stepped up to the pulpit and began to preach and tell the story of Christmas. You see, in their mind, the ability to serve Christ is not limited to an age group or substantial qualification, but it was just that which is based on a relationship with Jesus. And so the youth were able to do this outreach.
And while the Christmas outreach season is over in Russia, daily ministry is not.
Through a program we call Reach Russia Now, we're trying to see many villages reached with the gospel. There's literally hundreds of villages there where the people there have never heard the gospel. There's exciting opportunities, and I would point your listeners to the SGA website, www.sga.org, where they can participate and be a part of taking the gospel to many in the far-reaching regions and countries of the former Soviet Union.
Pray for God's work and glory through SGA partners in Far East Russia. To find your place in this story, go to missionnews.org. And for the last story, we'll head to the other side of Russia, where every year after Christmas, a team from SOAR International gets on a plane and flies to Russia, where they celebrate Christmas all over again through their Stuff a Stocking program. One of their stops is in St. Petersburg, where the outreach has grown from just children's homes to include detention centers. SOAR International's Joanna Mangione says on this trip, God had an even bigger surprise for the team at one of their stops.
Initially, we were under the impression it was a detention center. And when we arrived, we realized it was the police station, and we would be doing the distribution and the gospel presentation for the children of policemen.
And this unusual meeting was made possible through the connection of a policewoman who's been instrumental in the growth of Stuff a Stocking in St. Petersburg. The team is praising God for his protection and his blessings.
God definitely worked this January and is working in Russia and through that policewoman. We are so blessed that we got the opportunity to work with the church together and getting to bring gifts and getting to bring the Bible and getting to bring the gospel to the kids and the adults for that matter.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.